We tend not to talk about death much in North America. Maybe we just don't have the words to contain something so visceral, so fraught, so absolute. Maybe images are a better way to explore or express our mortality and our feelings about it. Photographer Sarah Sudoff has made art out of disease, hospitals, funeral homes, and her own battle with cervical cancer. In a recent body of work, she takes a close look at death, an extreme close-up, in fact. She's taken beautiful photographs of blood spatter and other matter removed from death scenes. And Strange Champs asked Sarah Sudoff about the collection called At the Hour of Our Death.
Sarah, do you have a favorite photograph from At the Hour of Our Death?
Yes. It's called Suicide with Gun, Female, 60 Years Old. It's actually a portion of a mattress bisected down the middle. There's stains all over it, but there's particularly some red splotches, and the mattress has now turned yellow from the stain of urine.
It's beautiful, as are all your photographs, but, well, I guess it's disturbing that they're beautiful. They're beautiful and dark at the same time. Is that what you're aiming to do?
I think with this series, I'm very interested in getting under your skin a little bit, to raise questions in your mind, to make you curious, to make you possibly step back for a second. The few times that I have exhibited the work, if I can choose to, I don't often put the text or the title next to the piece. I just have the photograph up, so it's a little bit ambiguous as to what it is, drawing you in, the saturated color, the abstractness. Ideally, the prints are 30 by 40 inches. So the fragment or swatch that I'm photographing is very much enlarged from its actual size.
So you're not just looking at a photograph of a bloodstain. It's a gigantic, enlarged bloodstain.
Yes, it's about the size of me. I'm just over 5 feet tall, so it's close to my size and scale. And most of the material is quite small, a throw pillow or a portion of a mattress, like I said before, or a bed sheet. And then I'm using a macro lens and going in really tight and detailed on just a small section.
What does it feel like to be handling that stuff? I mean, what's your attitude while you're doing it? You're, you know, touching and photographing the cellular remains of someone who died violently. A lot of people would find that terribly disturbing.
It is, and the camera provides a nice shield or provides a nice distance between you and what you're photographing. You can sort of hide behind it. But after a year of working on this project, it started to affect me a lot more. Initially, curiosity just took over. And then the longer that I've sat with it, the more that I've thought about it and talked about the work, it is a bit disturbing.
Do you feel, I don't know, a sense of reverence? Is there a way in which when you're handling some of these objects, they feel like sacred objects?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I am conscious that it is the cellular residue of someone. I don't know who this person is. I don't know anything more about them than, you know, possibly how they died. But I do feel that I need to be respectful. That's just a personal thing to me, that I'm being as careful as I can be.
I'm just thinking that so often in our culture, you know, we like to pretend that death doesn't happen or that it can be tidy. And here you are asking us to confront, beautifully maybe, but still to confront death. What kind of reactions do you get from people who see your work?
It runs the whole gamut. A lot of people are moved by the work. I get a lot of people who think I'm exploiting the people who have died. For the most part, the responses have been very positive. People may find them beautiful in their abstract quality and not want to engage any further with the work. And then other people who do want to enter in and have a dialogue about death and dying and traces. We have a great conversation.
Why do you think this interest has stayed with you for so long?
I'm not sure. I have a few ideas. I come from a military family. And my father went to the Gulf War. When he came back, he showed me videos of what he saw and what it was like to be on the ground there. And, you know, whether or not a 13-year-old should see that, I was definitely exposed to it. I knew about war. I knew about how fragile our bodies were, coupled with the fact that I wanted to be a doctor when I was younger. with my experience with cervical cancer, that sort of interest in the medical realm with illness, with mortality, sort of opened back up and came back to the front.
What does your family think of your work?
My mother would like me to take pictures of dogs and cats and, you know, sunsets. I think my dad understands my work better than my mother. They both are appreciative and they're both supportive, but it is a challenge.
You have a new baby.
I do.
When he's old enough to see your work for the first time, what do you think you'll say to him about it? How will you explain it?
I guess the easiest way to talk about it is when I was an undergraduate, I attended a lecture by photojournalists, and they were talking about the role of the photographer and the role of the camera. They said that photographers are like flashlights. They bring light to the darkness. I've loved that idea of revealing something to the world that other people would rather not look at or possibly have looked over. So I guess I would tell my son that the projects that I work on are issues that most people wouldn't want to look at or think about, but that I feel are relevant and important to share with the world. I feel like I have a duty.
I'm curious, has there ever been a photo you've taken that's just been too much, too powerful, too raw?
My older project, Repository, when I was photographing in the hospital, I had never had access to a hospital like this before, and so was photographing anything. Yeah, I was very curious. And one day in the histology lab, the technician that I was working with mentioned that amputation had just occurred, and he pulled the leg out for me to look at. Of course, I was curious and wanted to look, and I photographed it. And even though that I know the person lived because the leg had been removed, they had diabetes and there was gangrene, looking at that detached leg was so disturbing. Aesthetically, it was beautiful. I shot it on this cutting board that they use in the histology lab that under the fluorescent lights turned green. The skin was moist. There was purple and red, and then the white of the bone sticking out of the leg. It was beautiful and very haunting, and one of the only things that I've ever photographed that made me cry.
And Strange Champs talked with photographer Sarah Sudoff. You can hear our extended interview with her and find photos from At the Hour of Our Death on our website, ttbook.org.